Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen Empowered Communication Call-In Show on LA Talk Radio. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of world-renowned psychotherapist Dr. Pat Allen for more than 50 years. The Want Institute offers help and guidance with relationship and communication tools. We currently offer ongoing monthly ladies groups facilitated by Dr. Pat Allen, myself, and Kelly Ward. We also offer one-on-one relationship communication coaching. If you want more information on our monthly ladies groups or one-on-one coaching, please call the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. You can also check out our website, www.drpatallen.com. Also, please stay tuned to the 5 p.m. show in which Patricia Eltage, Dr. Pat Allen's colleague, will interpret your dreams. The 5 p.m. show is called Your Dream Life. And here we have today, we have Kelly Ward on the station with us. Kelly, do you want to say hello?
Hi, everybody. Also, don't forget, you can find our products at wantistore.com. That's where you'll find Dating Over 50 and, all kinds of great stuff like Dr. Pat Allen's book, It's a Man's World, But a Woman's Universe.
Yeah, all of those will probably guide you over to Amazon. Amazon is taking over. But if you want to watch a stream video of chemistry, communication, and compatibility, it's available for free on our website, www.drpatallen.com. It's about a two-hour streaming video. It goes through all the Dr. Allen's tools. It's a live class with an audience, so you get a one-on-one experience of the tools in the use. And also, we have Dr. Pat Allen's recommended book list and charts is on our website, www.wantinstitute.net. And then we have wantinstitute.org. The wantinstitute.net has all of the book list and also all of the tools that you can find on the website. So with that, we are taking calls. If you have any questions, Kelly and I, we're certified want training coaches. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. We had a couple of calls last week. I'm hoping that the ladies call back to give us a follow-up. And if you can't make our show, you can email me and we'd be glad to answer your question on the show. And then you can listen to the archives.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a question, Sue. It just came up today, as a matter of fact, and I'd love your input on it.
Okay.
I have a gal who's engaged to a man. Uh-huh. And she went home for lunch today and she caught him streaming porn, and they haven't had sex in 3 weeks. So she was quite taken aback by that, and she wanted to know why he was not having intercourse and making love with her, but was doing it that way.
Well, are they in a relationship?
They're engaged to be married. Their marriage date is set for 4 weeks from now.
Well, there was a time when I went to Dr. Allen's seminar and there was a similar case where the lady liked to masturbate or watch porn, and they negotiated it in that contract, relationship contract item with Dr. Allen. If he wants to have his man time and do whatever he wants, you negotiate how many times. So maybe they need to do that. And then you go over how many times a week too for the sex, because some ladies want 2 times a week and the man wants every night, so you negotiate it. So it sounds like they need to get that negotiation contract list and negotiate how many times they make love a week and how many times he can watch his porn. It's all about negotiation.
No, I totally agree with that. And I told her that. I think the biggest problem that she had was that they hadn't been intimate in 3 weeks, but he was being intimate alone. And she was like, that was very hurtful to her. It was very painful to her.
Well, then she just need, if she caught him, she just needs to use the tools, the stroke and stand. I appreciate that you want to watch porn. However, it hurts my feelings when you ignore me and don't want to make love to me. What do you think about working, you know, negotiating? We make love twice a week. You still have to negotiate it. She expresses her pain through the stroke and stand tools.
I think that's a great idea. And I love that you and I are right on track with this, because I basically told her the same thing, that she can't expect him to mind read and she needs to make an appointment and, you know, negotiate that.
Because it could go the other way too. You know, there's a lot of ladies that don't, you know, the men want sex, you know, and they don't want sex for like once a month. So it's almost the same thing, except for maybe she's not watching porn, but she's still withholding it from him. So that's where negotiating time, space, money, and play. And play is under the sex one, too.
Yeah, definitely. So has anything interesting been going on with any of your people that you could share with us?
Well, we have the ladies groups going on right now. Dr. Allen, I believe, has 8 groups. And then I have a couple of groups, and I think you have some groups that, and you do one-on-one as well. My groups are full. Dr. Allen's are full, and there'll be spots open in July. So it's whoever's in our groups now, they get first chance to continue. And if there's a seat open, we contact the ladies on the wait list. What we do in the ladies groups are we help you learn the tools, because you're probably operating on a different system of communication. And most of my ladies are operating from their masculine, because we both have masculine and feminine, but we carry more of one of the energies. So they think that they're feminine just because they dress up pretty, but it's the energy, your mindset, how you communicate, which is the core energy. So we teach you how to attract a man in your feminine mindset. Feminine energy is heart-centered. Masculine energy is logic and go-get. They want to compete, control, conquer, do good. Women have to feel good. We're more feeling-centered. Men are more logic-centered. Go-getter, make money. So there's so many women out there that can make money, but they can't get into relationships. So my groups help the women get into their feminine. And you have to get into your feminine at least for at least an hour a day so it becomes familiar. You can be everybody's masculine at work, but when you get off work, you got to relax and get into your body. And that might mean dancing, listening to music, getting a pedicure, you know, something that you get out of your head and you relax. Because if you don't do that, you'll always stay in your masculine, and that's your familiar, comfortable energy. So what's your philosophy on that? How do you explain it, Kelly?
I agree with that 100%. One of the things that I do, especially with my professional women that are in what I call high power and high intensity professions, attorneys, doctors, psychiatrists, I always say to them, okay, let's create a ritual. When you come out of work, let's do a ritual before you get in the car to drive home. You know, I have had them do everything, like even if they're not wearing a suit coat or a jacket, I say, okay, like pretend like you take it off, put it in the trunk with your briefcase, lock it in there. You're not working tonight. You know, walk around your car 3 times before you get in, doing breathing exercises, some kind of a ritual that reminds them, you know, a rubber band on your wrist or whatever that you snap and go, no, stop, you know, stop that. Meditation on the way home, you know, prayer, talking to God, you know, listening to music that calms you and soothes you, anything that you can do that's a ritual to step out of it. Sometimes it's really hard, especially when you have a very high stress job, to be able to leave it outside the door. You bring it home and it's problematic.
And it, you know, they don't intend to do it, but it's so familiar. It's like walking. You don't think about left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. They do it automatically. They're so comfortable being in their logical, controlling, get it done mode that they try to do that in their dating mode to get the relationship, the man on track. It doesn't work that way. It takes the
You're looking for a masculine man, it doesn't. If you're happy with a man who's a beta male and you want to be the masculine, you can do that. But I note that many women get tired of doing that in the long haul.
They do, but they set it up that way. They set it up leading that they want him so bad that they mold themselves, control it, manipulate him. And then once they get him, he goes along with the flow because that's what he likes anyway. They call him the feminine energy man. He likes to play and he likes to have women pay for things and he doesn't want any responsibility. But then after about two or three months, the women start to get mad because they want to shift it. And Dr. Allen calls that the bait and switch. You can't go in masculine to capture the guy and then want to switch and turn him into the masculine leader. Whatever you attract on the first couple meetings is your core energy. And that's the energy you stay in with the relationship. You do switch back and forth, but the polarity of when you first meet attracts you. If he's masculine and you're feminine, those energies magnetize. If you're masculine and he's masculine, you don't connect. You're both fighting, competing. If he's feminine and you're feminine, nobody's doing anything. You're both just sitting there wanting to play.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you mention the word magnetic because, you know, when you put two magnets together, if you put them together in a certain way, they'll stick. But if you put them together in the opposite direction, they'll repel. And that's really what's going on. And in my opinion, it is that it becomes almost repellent and repugnant. And you're like, no, I can't do this anymore. You know, everybody's on their best behavior wearing their perfect mask for those first 3 months.
Yeah.
It's what happens in the second 3 months that really is the pendulum.
Yeah, I just got a text from one of our ladies that calls in. She's a truck driver and she's struggling with, she's masculine and she thinks she's better than any man. She's in a field where it's mostly masculine men. So, and she's a feminine body. She's got feelings, but she stuffs them to stay strong in this masculine workplace, but everybody's masculine at work. So unfortunately, she is going to have to be masculine, but she doesn't have to be hyper masculine. What would you say to somebody that works in a job that's, you know, truck driver with other masculine men? How could she work in that kind of environment?
You know, I think that she does have to put out a very strong masculine energy in order not to be pushed out or crushed in that particular industry. However, I see a lot of new age women truck drivers. So that's a great question. If she's a long haul and she's on the road for days at a time, maybe she could practice, like, you know, she gets a hotel room or whatever on her route. Maybe she could practice that, you know, like, bubble bath and like wash that all away, like, you know, ritualistically. And I know it's really, I have a couple of friends that are long haul truckers and, you know, they have like a whole bedroom and everything in their vehicle. So I guess it would be super, super hard to be in that type of situation, but never like really leaving your truck. So I wonder if you could make like the bed or sleeping area of your truck a little more feminine and sort of just go like, okay, I'm getting into my little cubby hole. So now I'm going to be a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could do that. Well, you know, it's always good that when you're in a truck driver, if you have your makeup on and you look pretty, it's going to, if you're in a place where there's all men, you're going to stand out and be feminine. So you need to up your looks because men, they like to see pretty things. So if you're walking around just like one of the men with, you know, your hair in, you know, bun and no makeup, you're going to fit right in and they're going to treat you like a man. But if you dress like a woman, I think that they'll give you a little bit more. We don't want them to respect you, but I think they'll be a little bit kinder to you because they'll see you as a sexual object rather than one of the guys.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend who's a general contractor. And, you know, she's on job sites all day, but she makes it very much a thing. Like, she gets up and she gets herself all dipped and dyed and, you know, looking gorgeous. And she goes out on these job sites. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing because she swings that femininity almost like an axe. And, you know, she's very attractive. So she when she goes on the job sites, they're falling all over themselves to, like, oh, well, yeah, we'll do that for you. We'll do that
if you go in, if the girl, whoever they are, whoever this is, her and her girlfriend, they do the hauls together. If they go in and they act like they're better men, oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Kelly. Do you have a question?
Hi, ladies. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
And I really relate to the topic at hand. I, too, am a driver, a Class A driver, and I have a boyfriend that happens to be more of a beta. I would like him to be more of an alpha.
Well, let me ask you, you say he's a beta, but tell me why you think he's a beta, because it's not, what does he do that gives you the idea he's a beta?
Okay, so for example, we're ordering food, and he says, oh, can you please ask the cashier to add more cheese on our sandwich? And I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's your idea, so why not? You ask, and I'll say, oh, that's a good idea. I'll stay.
Oh, you just cut out. Oh, you just cut out. Oh. Oh, you're kind of dropping your phone, I think.
Oh, okay. Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, now I am. So I heard something about you're ordering food. Who's doing the first order? Who opened the mouth to order something?
Usually he, before we walk in, what he wants. He'll stand back. He'll give me his debit card and he'll say, I'll be right here.
That's
I'm going to go to the bathroom
and
wash
my hands.
That's a man
right there. That's a man delegating you to order the food. He's giving you the card. He's asking.
Speak?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
A man, if he delegates his direction, okay, girl, I want you to go and buy that food over there and I'll meet you over
okay.
here. He's delegating his leadership.
Okay.
Yes. Hmm. So I caught you there.
Okay. I also have experienced the man ordering the food at the dinner table for us. You know,
that's
what I want.
That's also good. But
okay.
But he, the fact that he said, here's my card, go order his food. If a man delegates direction, honey, I want you to take the kids here. I want you to go buy us this, you know, make sure the house is clean when I get home. He's the leader. Mm-hmm. He's like the president and you're the vice president. You only trust him and say, you only get to say no unless it's illegal and moral and ethical or hurts your body. Now, if he goes, honey, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight? It's best mm-hmm. if you, as the feminines, give him two or three options so that he can then take charge. Because most women go, I don't know, you pick. And he only wants you to be happy is why he's asking. Mm-hmm. And most women get mad because he doesn't pick the restaurant. But if he picks it wrong, they're mad then.
That's a good point you make. So give two to three options. So and kind of direct him down the path that I wouldn't mind.
You invite him to what makes you happy. If he goes, honey, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go eat? And you say, oh, I like this restaurant, this restaurant, this restaurant. Either one of them's good. I prefer if you pick for us.
Okay. That makes sense. That does sound softer. I like that approach.
Yes, it does. And don't forget, you know, we do, we have ladies groups where I teach all the ladies just this exact type of examples, how to communicate. Mm-hmm. We have a stroke and stand technique. that teaches you how to do rational communication. And we're always here to, do you have any more questions you want to ask us?
Sure. So in regards to the class that you guys put on, do you maybe show the women how to be feminine outwardly, like body language, how to show their femininity, like through their hand gestures, their stance, their walk, how they sit?
Here's the energy. I can give you, if you want to email the office, I can give you an audio called Dr. Pat Allen's Masculine and Feminine Energies. It tells you all the description. Basically, feminine energy, her looks, keep your booty up, you know, keep yourself, you know, groomed, pretty makeup, nice clothes. Men are attracted to pretty objects. So but women fall in love with their ears, the deal the guy gives. He has a good job. He's going to, you know, take care of the kids, provide. You're safe with him. Feminine energy likes safety and security from a masculine man, knowing he's going to be there to protect him. And masculine men want pretty objects. They don't want to get a woman and then she turns into a fat and she's bitchy and she disrespects him.
I see. That makes sense.
Disrespect looks like he comes and says, honey, I want to take you here to this restaurant with my friends. And the demasculating woman goes, no, I want to do this. We're doing it my way. That's called turning it back to you're a better man than him. You're turning him into your woman. And a lot of women do that. A lot of women take control. I get it. We all got the equal rights now, but that's only in work. If you want to be in a healthy relationship, you have to have one
good point
and one masculine. It's like one president and one vice president. They complement each other. If you have two masculine, you're both going to fight.
Oh yeah. Bumping heads. Definitely.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to hear you say that when you practice, when you're in your masculinity, that should only be at work. When you're at home, you should, like a lady should know how to switch back into her femininity.
Yes, but it's hard because everybody's, and also, can I ask you, because it goes back into your, like your dad, was your dad available when you were growing up?
He was always physically there, but very controlling. He definitely was over masculine.
Who took care of the house and paid the bills and made the rules and was like the leader of the house?
100% my father.
Okay. If he asked you today, how did you do or how did you do today? Or how do you feel? What would he say? How do you do today? How did you do today? Or how did you feel? How do you feel today? What would he say to you?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Ask me ever how I feel.
Yeah. Okay. Did he always want you to have a good job, be successful, take care of yourself? You don't need a man?
He never said you don't need a man. He would say you need to check your attitude because you're not going to find a man that you can keep.
So
yeah. Watch what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it's a cherishing father, because remember, when you go out and find men, you find similar models to your dad and your mom because they're familiar. That's what you see as relationships. So if you had an overbearing dad that didn't cherish you or take care of your feelings and, you know, oh, you're my special girl. If you get married, the man has to be approved by me. He wants to make sure that you're not, that you have to have the best man for you. So it doesn't sound like he was saying that.
He required any man that took me out or young man at the time that took me out, he required them to knock on the door, come in and look at him in the eyes and shake his hand and let him know what time they'll be bringing back his daughter.
But does your dad cherish you?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. More about your feelings. To take care of your feelings rather than try to talk to you logically, if you can remember.
He was very logical. He always said, I want you to be okay. I want you to be taken care of. I want you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was just never a time when he'd say, sit down and tell me how you feel. Like, what are you feeling? Ever, never.
How did you interact with your mom?
Well, to be honest, we were not really allowed to have a mother-daughter or mother-son relationship with my mother. My dad was too controlling. So when we would call my mom to the room to say, hey, mom, guess what happened at school? My dad would call her out of the room and he would take control of her and say, what are those kids talking to you about? You know, go back in the kitchen.
Okay, so he was more of unfortunately, your mom was what they call the doormat. She didn't get a choice in the relationship. So you may have seen stuff where you saw that behavior, so you might have rebelled and you said, I'm never going to be like mom. And you go against a lot of authority figures. It plays out in different ways of what you see. I'm not going to let men, you saw your dad make your mom a doormat. So you may grow up and never want a man to treat you like you saw your dad treat your mom. So you get hyper masculine.
Yes. And that is something that I told myself, my young self as a teenager in high school, I would mumble to myself, I'm never going to be like my mom.
You
I'm
always
never gonna
go
let a man.
Back to you all because that's what is familiar. You say you're not going to do it, but it's like learning to tie. You see it so much. That's what you think is relationships. Until you're aware of it, then you can change it. You have to work at your subconscious level. It's called attachment styles and stuff like that. There's different psychological things to reprogram your subconscious to a better program. There's life scripts. We have Pat Allen does life scripts. Patricia Eltidge does life scripts. They go back and it's like the tapes that are constantly going in your brain of what you think is normal. You can redo those tapes for a better outcome.
Definitely. And I think what were you going to say?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I think what I would like to do at this time in my life, my father has passed. He's been passed on for about 11 years now. And so I have since then become extremely close to my mom. She's one of my best friends. It's kind of like night and day kind of relationship. And nowadays, I cherish my mom. I cherish who she is, who she's become. She's actually found more of her independence. She has a voice, but she's still very soft, sweet, and gentle, you know, but she gets her point across well, you know, and I appreciate and I really admire the woman she is. And I know she's always been that. It was just very suppressed during my parents' marriage of almost 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I caught you talking and with Dr. Allen's material, women talk in their feelings. If women ask men what they think, honey, what do you think about doing this and this and this? It puts him in his logical brain. But women talk about how they feel. So that might be something. So when you're talking to your, is it a boyfriend or husband?
A boyfriend.
Okay. When you talk to your boyfriend, ask him, hey, honey, well, tell me how you approach him. How do you ask him? How do you ask him for things?
Well, I start off nicely. I have this idea. I'd like to work on this project at home. Do you think you'd be available to help me? And he'll usually say yes.
That's a good way. You're good at, that's a good way to, you ask him, you, that's good. You, you ask him, you don't just dump on him, but you do ask, hey, I have, that's a good way. To, yeah. It's the stroke and stand. You do good. You ask him what he thinks about helping. Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you ever have any disagreements? How does a disagreement start?
We definitely have disagreements. And
how do you know it? Yeah. Give me an example of one.
Well, there's always more than one way to do things. And so let's say we're still referencing the project. I'll have an idea and he'll have an idea and it's going to get us still to the end point.
Yes.
But we both each want to be heard.
Yes.
And we both feel and think that we're correct in our own
yes.
way. And yeah. I'm sure we are, you know, but we'll go on and on and on.
Okay.
Because I want him to see my perspective and vice
okay,
versa.
Right there. And, what you're doing right there, you do know is male to male.
Yes, and that's frustrating.
I want my
I don't know how
point
to back down.
Of view. Okay, he wants his point and you want your point. If you're the vice president, you have to acquiesce to his leadership.
Okay.
Unless it's illegal, immoral, and ethical or hurts your body. Otherwise, if you want to be right, you get to be the better man and you demasculate your leader. And he turns in, he starts to go passive aggressive because you outman him.
Yeah, he'll tell me, you're not listening to me.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not listening to. Now, if you have an idea or a suggestion and you want to be heard, you could, mm-hmm. you know, you're doing your project. Honey, I have an idea how we might do this better. Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh, okay. And you tell him your example and he says, no, I don't want to do it. That's it.
Mm.
It's his way.
Okay.
It's his way, honey. If you want to be feminine, you can't be feminine and then take his balls away and want it your way.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
wow.
that's pretty common okay. on what a lot of people do. They both want to be heard and right.
Yeah. And I just think in this new era that we're in, just women are so over-masculine and
they
think
are.
It's okay.
They think it's
and
okay.
And I do recognize that it's not okay. We
it's
all have a
okay.
position.
Yes.
And I know that men don't like this whole over masculine energy. You know, they want, I think, I imagine that they would appreciate a lady that in a sense, not knows her place in a disrespectful way, but just knows how to, you know, be his right rib. You know, a lot
yep.
of ladies disregard that. And
they
me
do.
Too, I'm guilty.
They absolutely do. Just like you had said, he had a way to do a project and you had a way to do a project and you wanted to be right mm-hmm. and he wanted to be right. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a never ending fight. Let him have
oh,
it.
Oh, yes, it is. That's true, huh?
Yes.
What
so
I've learned.
Here, mm-hmm. do you want to be
Please.
Right or happy?
Yeah, definitely happy. Because 5 years from now, when we ask ourselves, you know, did that really matter? It most likely didn't. And the job got done.
The what now? Oh.
Oh, I was saying, like, if I were to ask myself 5 years from now, did it really matter? You know, to get my point across, like, odds are, no, it really didn't matter. Because either way, the job got done. The project was done. It may not have been done my way, but it was done. You
that
know?
That's what you, that's your ultimate goal. He's your partner,
yeah.
but he, you know, the vice president doesn't get to trump the president.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wow, you really gave me a lot of insight to consider, and I just want to thank you very, very much.
Okay, thanks for you know what. Go home and practice that, and call us back. We're on every Thursday.
Okay, awesome. Alrighty, I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Thank
right,
you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love that. That was right on point of what we were talking about. And I really love the way you talked to her about, okay, you want to put your input. He wants to put his input. If he lets you talk and he still says no, that's that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, she gave the exact example as I hear all women. Well, I have a better way to do it, and he won't listen to me.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes we do have a better way to do it, and he doesn't want to listen. My question is it worth the fight and the strife? I mean, I think you have to pick your battles.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think negotiation is awesome, and I think communication is awesome, and those two tools in a relationship are vital. I mean, without them, you don't have a relationship. But, you know, sometimes, I know you've had the experience and I have too. And I it was really hard to keep my yang mouth shut, you know. And here's.
Oh, we have another caller on the phone here.
Awesome.
Caller.
Hi, ladies.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
How can we help you?
Oh, okay. So I was listening to the last caller, and I can totally resonate with that about the masculine energy. Okay, so I've been calling for a while about my lover's situation. And now it's to the point where they both love me. They both want to get married. But I basically just told them it's whoever comes up with the ring first.
Well, we don't want to do the ring first. You can't go by the ring first because you have to pick the man you want, not because of the ring.
Right.
You don't just take any guy off the street that you know and says, if you give me a ring, I'll marry you. You have to. Here's the way it is. Both men date you. You're the prize. They may not like it. They may be mad. They may be upset. That's not your problem. They become the best men they can do to prove to you that they're going to capture you and win you over. The man, it's like back in the best man wins. If mm-hmm. you feel comfortable, this guy does this good, this guy does that good, but I like this guy, he does this. You wait and watch them all for at least 6 months. You get to decide. No quick relationships because everybody puts their best foot forward. You have to watch their trustworthy track record. Yes.
Okay.
Everybody will con you to give you the ring. And once they give you the ring, it can all go downhill fast.
Mm-hmm. And I have an unrelated topic that is still kind of related to dating. But I've just noticed that the divorce rate is pretty high. And I mean, is that just because people are just getting married because it's so expensive?
No, I think what I see and what Dr. Allen, when I see all of her people, is that back in the 60s and 70s, when the women's lib came, women were equal, and it did good in the workforce, but it ruined relationships. There's too many masculine women competing in the household. Nobody's watching the kids. There's too much I want, I want, I want. It diffuses the intimacy, so they fall apart. And usually the woman will go with another guy or the guy will go with another girl because he's disrespected at home, or the woman could be masculine and she doesn't feel cherished. Or she may be so masculine that she doesn't know how to be a woman and she pushes her man to the arms of another woman.
Okay, well, because I feel like the way that I can try to be feminine is, step back and not work as many hours, if that's his goal is to provide and me to stay home and watch the children, and obviously not giving up my career, but definitely taking a step back in my workload. I would be totally okay with that. But I've just noticed a lot of the times the guys want me to work just as hard as them and also take care of
the house and the kids. Well, that's where it is. If you have two men in the relationships, if there's two, we all have masculine and feminine, but these men are in their masculine, but they want you to be in their masculine as well. Then there's no intimacy. You have to.
And I don't want to be masculine. Yeah. I want to kick back.
It's not kick back. You have a job to be sexual, sensual, and available to him.
Mm-hmm.
You look pretty and do nice things around the house. So when he comes home, he appreciates you having the home set up while he goes to work and brings in the money. That's the type of relationships a lot of women don't want. They want to work equally as the man. They both want to, I can do it just as good as a man. But it's hard for the man. They're built to do good. They're built to provide, protect. That's their body. They're built to go to war. They're built to protect the herd way back in the ancient, in the caveman days. They went out and risked their life getting the meals for the people. And the women stayed home and took care of the kids and gathered berries and nuts.
Right. I get it. But it's not wrong for me to say, you can work the 12 hours. I'll just work my little bitty 8 and be okay with that. That's still being feminine, right? Because I still have a responsibility to myself and my retirement to work my 8 hours, but that's not being masculine, right? As long as I'm still doing.
Everybody's masculine at work. When you come home, it's best if you get out of your masculine so you can have a nice relationship with your masculine man.
Yeah, but Susie, what I'm just asking is like that I do not want to work more hours than this man and then come home and do more house chores than this man.
Then
I'm asking, can I do the minimal hours at work and then come home?
What? Yes, you can. But also, it would be good. We have Patricia Eltinge or Pat, Dr. Pat. They do a relationship contract item. You get that done before you get married. And when you get in a relationship, engaged, it goes over time, space, money, and place. So you guys negotiate all that and you do it every 3 months for a year.
I like that.
And then every year, it's always updated. I think, have you seen Patricia Eltinge before?
I've talked to her about my dreams.
Okay. And she does the relationship contract item. So she might be good to do. Speaking of which, everybody, please stay home. Please stay at 5 o'clock. Patricia Eltinge will be offering her show, Your Dream Life. She has a show right after this show at 5 o'clock. You can have your dreams interpreted. So, well, thank you, caller. It was a great question. You don't have to give up your career for a man.
Okay. Thank you.
You negotiate.
I'll come back at 5 with my dream question.
Great. Sounds great. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Bye. Some interesting questions tonight.
Yes, there is.
And the power struggle.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting how sometimes this show takes on a life and a theme.
We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. What can we help you with?
Hey, how are you guys, ladies? Now, I was listening to you guys' show. How does that work where, two men want to marry one woman and let the best man win? I mean, would that go for the same for a man?
Yes, like it is. Okay.
When you already have a decision to, like you love this woman, like you want nobody else.
Well, I get all men want that. They want to compete, control, and conquer. When a man wants that woman and another man wants that woman, the fight's on. They both compete, and it gets, and when two men want the same thing, it ups it. Because men always want what other men want as well. So what you have to do is just do the best you can to be the better man. You got to know, you got to honor what your feminine, if she's feminine and she tells you how she feels, you have to listen to that and not override her feelings.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going through a similar situation, which is why I'm calling as well. I was told to honor her request. You know, she just wanted to be friends.
Yes.
But no contact. And, you know, I've been trying to do that. I have been getting calls, but, you know, I've been wanting to answer the phone call and talk to her because I do miss her. I love her very much. But at the same time, I know I'm doing wrong. Well, I'm going to hurt myself when, you know, she chooses that other man, you know, or if I see, because, you know, I work with the person that I'm talking about.
And, well, somebody's, unfortunately, from what I hear, somebody's going to get hurt, and, you know, and it could be ugly. Look, I've been hurt. Kelly, have you been hurt?
I think everybody's been hurt.
Everybody's been hurt, but guess what? You will survive, and I don't know if this girl is a nasty girl, because some women are—they're nasty.
No.
They
not
want
at all.
To hurt. They want to drag your heart through this slant.
Yeah. No, this person has a good heart. I know she does this. I just don't. It's kind of hard to be friends, and you know, and then seeing somebody that you love with another man is just—I don't know. It's just
we've all done that too. What you're best to do is.
Well, thing is that we never really dated in that sense where we made it official, but maybe I messed up. I'm not sure. I had a wall up just like women do. I didn't know if this person was serious. Once everything started getting serious, she just turned from one day to another.
Yes. You know, well, we all
wanting
have
to get married.
We all
having
have
children.
Our, yeah, we all have our little wagons, and it's called a trigger. Some people trigger us, and when it triggers us, we get scared and we do weird things. So you could have been triggered. She could have been triggered. Everybody gets triggered. It's nobody does it intentionally. What got me through it is when you go get somebody, a therapist or a coach or a guidance, to help you understand and help you, because you will be a better man through this.
Yeah.
If it goes with you or she does not pick you, you will be a better man for the next lady. Guarantee it.
Well, I'm trying to be better for myself as well, which is why I'm calling you guys. Talk to other professionals as well.
Patricia Eltinge does a lot of men, and if you have a therapist that you can talk to, work on yourself instead of trying to get the girl to like you. You got to be the best man for yourself, because that will show her. When you love yourself and take care of yourself rather than try to plead her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry for the heavy breathing. I'm actually hiking right now by myself. I'm trying to do everything at once. So
I hope we help you. Please call us back.
No, of course. I will.
We all here. We all been it. We're winding down the show here today, but thank you, caller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No worries. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Awesome. Please call us back.
Yeah, I will. All right. Bye.
Kelly, do you have anything else? We're running down to the show.
You know what? I just want to say that I think that was awfully brave of him to call. And I think it's really amazing that he's working on himself and that he isn't trying to force and push her. You're right. When he goes through this experience, he will be a better man.
Yeah.
At some point in time, she may be sorry that she didn't pick somebody who is willing to stretch themselves and remold themselves.
Well, here's the it's unfortunate. I feel for the guy, because he, they both, sounds like they all work together. He likes the girl that the other girl likes. Now she gets to pick who she wants. Somebody's going to get hurt. I've been there.
Oh yeah, me too.
You know what? He needs to work through his process to understand that she's got a right to be happy with who she wants, as he's trying to get her to pick him. If he forces her to pick him, it won't work anyway.
No, it won't.
She's got to pick who she wants. Yeah.
Yep. It is something else. And all else I have to say is great questions tonight. Great questions, really interesting, and I had a great time.
Yeah, and don't forget, I guess the other caller, there's going to be a 5 o'clock Patricia Does Dream Interpretation, so please stay tuned and call in at 5 o'clock, and the show is called Your Dream Life. So hopefully we'll see everybody back next week, and we'll have more callers, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.